Chapter 48. Jesse didn't guess Anya for a Brookline type, but he didn't figure her for a rundown factory building in New Market Square either. While it wasn't a squat, Jesse didn't think it was likely zoned for apartments, at least not the building she had him stop in front of. "You sure this is your address?" She didn't answer the question. "You're police, huh?" He hadn't given it much thought, but he realized his PPD hat and jacket were on the back seat, and the switched-off police scanner mounted below the dash kind of gave him away. "Does that matter? You were pretty clear on no cops back there."
"Hank and I don't like cops too much."
"Any particular reason?" She didn't answer. "What I did tonight, I did because you needed help," he said.
"Thank you, Jesse. I guess I should have said that before."
"It's okay. I'm just glad I stopped him." She was crying again. She balled her hands into fists and punched her thighs.
"I'm so stupid sometimes."
"We're all stupid sometimes. You can't blame yourself for what that guy did. He won't do it again." She leaned over and kissed Jesse on the cheek.
"Thanks, Jesse."
She was out of his Explorer and disappeared in the shadows of a loading bay. Jesse watched and listened. He heard a metal door scrape and creak open, then slam shut. He waited there a few minutes to see if he could spot a light popping on in the building, but couldn't find one. As he drove away, he saw a reflection off something in an alleyway behind the factory building. He pulled over and spotted a lineup of motorcycles. They were all Harleys, their gas tanks painted a lacquered black, with a small silver skull and crossbones painted on the right side of the tank. He thought back to the one time Anya's boyfriend Hank had come with her to the meeting. A biker, yeah, Jesse could see that. Now the factory building made sense. He thought of Sharon, a waitress he'd met years ago who had gotten in too deep with a biker gang. He'd helped her out, but he wasn't sure he had done her much of a favor. He had more hope for Anya. She was trying to change.